question is coming from Leviticus, I think it's chapter 8, dealing with the fat and the blood. I understand the clean meats in Leviticus chapter 11, mm-hmm. but now do the fat and the blood in Leviticus chapter 8, do that apply to us today?
Well, we're led to believe it does, and the reason, Reginald, is when you go to Acts chapter 15, and the apostles are explaining to the Gentile believers that there are certain aspects of the Levitical laws that still apply, they did specifically mention not to eat anything strangled or blood. And those were part and parcel of the laws that had to do with eating fat and blood. It went together. So I don't know why the blood would still be wrong and now the fat is okay. And you know what's interesting is the first thing that a doctor will tell you to avoid if you're having problems with heart disease is animal products. Mm. And the fat is the highest concentration of that problem. Today everyone is hypercholesterol conscious. Well, you don't get cholesterol from vegetables. Mm. It's all from the animal fat. So God knew what he was talking about. The fat was to be burned on the altar.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I think there's good health reasons for that, and I think there is also good spiritual applications for it.